All right, there you go, Dave. Now, tell me, how you obviously like preferring as a group versus touring solo. Tell me, what is the big difference, obviously, other than being by yourself? What is something else that is...
Well, it's funny. It's a totally different thing. I wouldn't say that I prefer being with the band, to, unless I just did, in which case I would like to take that back. But no, it's. I mean, they're just two very, very different things. It's like, I don't know. When you're by yourself, it's a lot more of an intimate sort of thing. I mean, it's the same with the album. Like, I just recorded one by myself versus the one that we're gonna do with the full band, and it's just different. You know, it's like sometimes you're in the mood to just sort of kick back and sit on the couch, and sometimes you want to go out dancing. But there's definitely a lot. It's paradoxically, there's a lot more energy sometimes when you're by yourself, or it's a lot more exciting to be by yourself because you're just right there, and you'll see that tonight. I'll just be right there, and it's just me, and you can't really hide behind the band as much. Whereas when you're with a band, you can sort of take things easier while the music is more intense, if that makes any sense, because you got the whole band setting down. And when I'm by myself, I got every like possible second, every string, every like vocal part, I've got to be filling the space somehow. Whereas with the band, you know, there can be like a nice instrumental thing going, and I can just stand there with my hands at my side, you know, have a Coke, whatever.
You could do whatever you want.
Check my voicemail. The show's still going on.
That would be awesome. All right, Dave, when you and Misha are in studios, obviously writing your stuff, who's right? Like, how do you guys do it? I know I asked you guys this last time, but for those people that don't exactly understand what's going on, tell me how you guys go about writing your new stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, we don't really have a method. We usually, because we spend so much time apart, because it's been sort of a weird career thus far, because he's, you know, I graduated from college a couple of years ago, and I've just kind of been bouncing around, and he's still been finishing up school, and he took a year off to come on the road, which was fantastic, but he's basically stuck back in Claremont and super busy. So we don't do that much collaboration while we're writing. We kind of go off in our separate corners and do our own stuff and develop it by ourselves. And then we bring it together. And when we get together, we just kind of, you know, I whip it out. I'm like, here's a new song I'm working on. And he comes up with some parts. Or if I have some parts in mind, I'll tell him, and the other way around. We've been trying to do more collaborative stuff. It's very strange. I mean, it's one of those things where I've been doing it for years and I still couldn't even tell you. It's like if someone asked you to describe the process of tying your shoe, you're like, well, you know, I can't say it. Like, I can show you, I can do it, but I can't really describe it. So it just kind of comes, and they'll come at different speeds too, because like we tried recently to sit together and just write like a cheesy radio pop song, you know, just give ourselves like 3 days and be like, we're gonna write a hit single, you know, and we couldn't do it. You know.
All right, when you guys are writing, do you write primarily for yourself, or do you write for Misha and Misha writes for you, or is it just like
We each sing pretty much what we write. I mean, we write them as just sort of standalone acoustic guitar songs, and then we bring them together and flesh them out. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times, like I've started writing stuff that I know is like in Misha's range, because he's got like certain things that he can do, like in terms of playing or singing, that are stronger than others. So I'll write to those strengths.
So you guys go back and forth then?
A lot of back and forth, yeah.
That's great. All right, Dave, we're going ahead and let you hit one more song, and then we'll let you pump up everybody else for this show tonight, tell them why they should be there, so on and so forth. We'll do this song first, and then we'll go ahead and go into your pump-up of the audience, I guess you should say, and why they should be at the show tonight.
Pumping up the crowd. All right, if you could talk for a second, I need to change my...
All right, I just want to remind you guys, we are in here. We have three mics going. My mic, we have two for Dave, one for his guitar, and one for his singing. And he's just got his acoustic guitar. He's tuning up, obviously, right now. But it's amazing to watch how he's just tuning it up by ear. I can't even hear a difference in the... Well, I can, but like I couldn't even do it by ear. But he's obviously a lot more talented than I am as well, so...
Now, bud.
But anyway, yeah. We'll go ahead, let him hit this last song and tell us what it's about and everything like that. You are listening to 90.9 KASF, Alamosa, Colorado. This is The Claw.
All right, this one's called Andy Dan. Again, I feel like I need to... You can come over and hit me with a cattle prod for mentioning Steely Dan three times in an interview.
Actually, you know what? We don't have any problem with Steely Dan. Actually, our advisor for radio, is a big Steely Dan fan.
Oh, fantastic.
So we hear Steely Dan quite a bit around here.
Glad to hear it. But this was a song that I wrote. I called it Andy Dan because I realized that I ripped off equal parts Ani DiFranco and Steely Dan after I'd written it. but I didn't really want to throw it away, and I figured, you know, haven't heard from their lawyers yet, and this has already been on a record or two. So, Annie Dan. Forgot how it starts. If I knew more about fabric, I'd be better able to describe your dress. I just remember it was blue, and it made you stand out from the rest. And we were sitting on a beach somewhere. You had flowers in your hair. The sun was sinking down into the sea. Must have talked for hours, I can't remember what was said. As all the words I should have used on you kept bouncing around my head. You know, I tried so hard to be so cool, tried harder still not to play the fool. Something told me we were meant to be. Things of flesh and bone, you had to slip away. Somehow I wasn't meant to have you there, not even for a day. I tore my heart and skin out thinking about you. Suffered through a life lived without you, hoping you'd come back when it was time. And it'll be a cold day in August by the time I know what's going on. And while the meantime weighs upon us, I can act like nothing's wrong. And I'll just keep spitting lyrics in the rain till the fates say I can see you again. And we can maybe make up for lost time. My heart is I can't keep a thing in line. I'll spend an afternoon beside you and I'll need to make you mine. I wish that there was something I could say to make you stay, but that's just the way it works sometimes. And I won't shed no tears. And it'll be a cold day in August by the time I know what's going on. And while the meantime weighs upon us, I can act like nothing's wrong. And I'll just keep spitting lyrics in the rain till the fates say I can see you again. And we can maybe make up for lost time.
Thank you, Dave, for coming into studios, but I want you to pump us up and tell us why we should be at this show tonight. Obviously, it's you, so you're going to do it the best, probably. So,
well, I got one thing to say, and that is, I'm not proud or ashamed of this. This is just the way it is that our music is incredibly popular with young women, beautiful young women worldwide.
So I figure it out.
And I can't for the life of me figure it out, because they're all pretty, like, you know, horrible, petty, and vindictive songs against women, for the most part, specific women. I'm all in favor of women. I love them very much. But these songs tend to be very, very much, I can't really explain it, but the women like it. So since women worldwide like it, women here should like it. And since women here like it, it seems an obvious choice that men who are interested in women should come to the show, really. And if nothing else, there will be women, and then there will be men. And I can't think of too many nobler things in this world than women and men together again.
I have actually noticed, I was dating a girl, and she was actually pumped up and excited that you guys were coming. Well, at first it was going to be both.
Right.
Both, and then it turned out that it was just going to be you. But she's still really excited to see you. And, it's kind
of... There is no accounting for taste.
I gave her crap. I was like, hey, your boyfriends are coming. She kind of got embarrassed, but that's all right. She could deal with it.
Fantastic. Well, you'll have to point her out to me publicly tonight.
I will.
So that we can turn her red.
I'll point her out like right when I'm standing up on the stage announcing you. We'll do that for you.
Fantastic. But yeah, come. It'll be fun. If nothing else, we've got I think the coolest T-shirt that we've ever.
It
made
is a pretty.
No, no, no. You haven't seen.
Oh,
have you seen our new one?
Is it on your website?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty sweet.
We're pretty happy with it.
Tell us, what is the website?
The website is speechwritersllc.com. It's a mouthful. Luckily, there aren't too many other similar bands.
There isn't. What is on that website? Like,
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of stuff. We've got music. We've got something. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now we've got this kid who's doing audio archives of shows and old demos and albums that are out of print. We've just kind of given him, and he's put up in MP3s. So you can really become a diehard fan of ours without spending a penny. Have hours and hours of music for your iPod or cassette tape that you copy things onto or what have you. So that's exciting. There's all kinds of pictures. We're fantastically good looking men, if I do say so myself, and photogenic to the extreme, and all kinds of stuff. Really, it's we've got some award winning fiction from. That's not true at all. There's just a lot of stuff. It's orange. It's pretty. You'll like it.
It is a very good website. I do have to say so myself. I always catch myself going back to it every once a week, more or less, to check up and see what's new on the music side and what's going on with you guys as well. But remember, it's Speechwriters LLC. Dave, do you have one more song that you'd like to do, or would you like to wrap it up?
I think we can call it a day. I'm sucking air over here.
All right, we'll wrap it up. Dave Lowenstein in the studios with us. Thank you, Dave, for coming in. We're going to go ahead and get back into the rock scene as well, going into Story of the Year until the day I die. That's a hard word to say for some odd reason today. But you are listening to 90.9 KSF, The Claw.